Yeah, the color ketchup from specifically the year 2001, I think, and God, no other year.
I miss who it's I was like 30 seconds ago happened. When I didn't remember that.
Activist and awesome person Northwest Dragoness joins our podcast this week on Flag Time.
How can you not see it when it's over here? What the
fuck? I just realized I have my window slightly
GG.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Bro's got too much cum in the brain.
Well.
Anyway, welcome to episode 69 of Flag Time, everybody. This is a automotive service podcast where we talk a lot about not that. We have a guest tonight.
It's episode 69. I'm supposed to be upside down in the chair.
That's not how it works. No one wants to see that. Dude, for free.
They look like that.
It's really not for free because of the Patreon's only seeing that right now.
It froze for a second.
I'm in trouble.
Well,
he's about to die.
Okay, I got it.
Anyway, we have a guest tonight.
I'm busy.
Northwest Christ. Dragoness is joining us on the podcast tonight. Mm. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Joey. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
My wife and I are watching Friends. I've never watched Friends all the way through or ever before.
But I can't sit through one episode.
I love it. It's so fucking funny.
I haven't watched a single episode.
There's been a few moments that made me laugh, but
if you watch it from if you watch it from start to finish, you get to know all the characters and stuff. Like everyone shits on it, but I think it's hilarious. But
fucking white people.
White people, yeah. I am a white person, so yeah.
I mean, yeah, this podcast is normally hosted by three white guys, so yeah.
Two white guys and a white guy with seasoning. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, because you're Sicilian, right?
Yeah, well, I'm literally... seasoning. I'm African. I'm more African than both of you.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, you never mentioned that once.
I've talked about that a couple times.
I don't think so. I don't remember. Pretty cool.
I'm 12.5% African, according to my DNA test my family.
48% French.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm going to give up.
I bathe, though, so. Sometimes.
That's wild.
Can I talk about something car-related?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just spent the last week at the Honda training center in Portland.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And explains
why you're sick, actually.
Well, our instructor was sick on Monday, and he was not there the rest of the week. And I was like, "Hey, where's Will?" And the guy was like, "Oh, he's sick." And then immediately we all looked at each other. We're like, "Fuck, we all just came here from not Portland." there's guys that came from New York and guys that came from Montana, and they drove here in their shitty car. And I'm just like, oh boy. Anyway, these are all the units I did. These are all the individual units I did. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but there's a fucking Honda connecting rod recall out
right now. Sick.
Connecting rod bearing.
That's something you want to fail.
Oh, I didn't. I gotta. Actually, I was the... Well, it actually affects more... It affected a lot more Acuras than it did Hondas. And what Acura is they... American built V6s, I think, were more recipient of the Acura. I did not say that right. I am not doing all right.
Sterling's brain is fucking struggling right now.
I literally have a fever. I should be laying down in bed right now.
Don't you know laughing is the best medicine?
But yeah, no, it was super cool. We did the main focus of the visit was electrical fundamentals, so I can there's always been like a level of mystery to electrical like diagnostics for me. And basically this whole week that I spent was like, oh, it's no longer a mystery. I now know everything about how everything electricity related works. I know how to like do the stuff that I like. I knew how to do it, but like I didn't know how to like explain it. That kind of thing.
One volt pushes one amp through one ohm of resistance.
Yeah, drop, neutral. Jesus fucking Christ!
What?
I'm not even high. I'm not even high, and I'm acting like I am because I'm sick and I'm
the fever. Fever was just like, I got you, fam. No need for the Benjamin today.
No. Well, I can't use it because if I inhale anything that's not fresh air or water, I cough to death. So inhale it's like, water. Well, sometimes when I'm really thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
I did that earlier before I came up here, actually. No,
that's a stack of boxes, Millie. Don't get in that. You're going to fall and get hurt.
If I hear a thud, I'm going to fucking laugh.
Here's a cat. One cat for you. Car engine.
That's a cool car, Sterling. Thanks for showing.
Cool. Yeah, that was it was cool. I would have done a lot more in Portland if I didn't literally get sick the first fucking day I was there. So sorry to everyone that wanted to fucking hang out. Like I put out a story and I'm like, I'm gonna be in Portland for a week, and like everyone was like, go to these fucking 1,000,000,000 places, and I was like, I didn't go to any of those. I went to the Starbucks down the street from my hotel. I went to Costco like 3 times. I went to the grocery store. Like, yeah, it was a really Fever fucking can't stop banging adventure.
Run. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I'm happy that I did that, but I'm not happy that I'm sick. Well,
you've come back wiser, I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, not at this particular moment, but like, yeah. In general, I am smarter. I could probably show you some
smarter
electrical diagnostic.
Oh boy.
We'll get to that when your brain capacity is back up to...
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Check engine light is flashing right now.
Like, anyway. I got ETMs printed out next to me.
Jess, if you could explain what your social media platform is and what you do mainly.
Well, it's actually under construction right now because I like crashed out the other day because I read too many comment sections.
Oh, yeah.
I realized how fucking stupid people are. And that just makes me viscerally angry. I deleted a lot.
I don't read
everything. Oh yeah, no. So
well, if you don't know how to read, that's different.
I just choose not to read. That's it.
Just don't. It's better for your brain or what's in there. Yeah, I make car and motorcycle and firearm, you know, content for marginalized communities like the LGBTQ and women and, you know, BIPOCs and anyone who would like to, you know, watch it, really. Anyone's welcome. A lot of, like, straight white dudes are real mad about my content.
Which is weird. They're always mad about something.
Like, I'm not like, oh, this is also for straight white men. Like, and then they're like, oh, I see that you like exclude like white dudes. And I'm like, no, you're allowed here. It's a public forum. So,
yeah.
Hello.
Like, I ain't upset. I just don't like that women can have gun. Why they have to have that?
We get it. Oh, is that my connection? My connection, isn't it?
There you go.
Is it my connection? I am the frequent bad connection haver in this podcast.
Yeah, because the wind literally blows your fucking Wi-Fi away.
It's not windy today. We're not windy in Windland today.
That reminds me. I saw a bunch of posts of people that only exclusively posted on TikTok, and then they come to Reels, and all the fucking comments they've been getting from Reels.
I look at TikTok comment sections and it's just all children.
Yeah, and then over here it's just competitive racism.
That's pretty what much. It is.
Who can be more racist? Unironically.
Unironically.
It just got funny to me. It got like too much for me, the like bi-weekly death threats and like people telling me that
they're
to find me and like, you know, assault me in ways, and it's just like that to be too much. And so now I'm either going to like take a little bit of a break. Meta platforms are not for us anymore.
I don't know if I've actually ever gotten a mean comment.
I've gotten a death threat before.
God. I get some of them sometimes, but I've never gotten like death threats before. I've gotten people that, I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen
the Mini Cooper guy.
the one guy. Oh, that always God.
Comes to mind.
The Mini Cooper guy. There was one guy that I think he had like a C4 Corvette or something, and he was just like belittling women. And I just, I screenshotted his comments and I just posted it on my story with like no writing or anything. Right. And then like everyone like dogpiled on him, and then they found his like girlfriend, and then they like,
I do that too.
We're like, hey, your girlfriend, your boyfriend said a bunch of like super bad shit about women, and you're posting things that are very pro women and pro like, you know, cool people. And like, this is your boyfriend. This is what he posted. And then
that person's got
and then like,
but I'm fucking
the messages went from like really angry to like blocked completely to like 4 days later, like, hey, I'm really sorry I said all those things on your Instagram.
Really,
and then I would like screenshot that and post that too. And then he would go away completely. Moms.
Oh yeah, messaging the moms. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I message people's moms. I've had people deactivate their accounts completely because I message their family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hurts a little more than their significant others, I think, because it's like,
yeah.
Imagine your mom being like, "What do you? Yeah. This is not how I raised you. This is what you're
getting." Hey, ma.
Hey, ma. Where's the meatloaf?
Where's the fucking meatloaf?
Where's the fucking meatloaf, ma? So yeah, that's what I do on the internet. Is I just
tell you what, some of your roasts have been choice.
I like the fucking drawing ones. Those
oh my god,
those type of videos make me laugh too fucking hard.
Put I the like fucking, the guy who's like turned away from the camera for his profile picture, and it's just like,
oh my god, just
fucking bald, fucking head, just god. Fucking shining just, in the light. And he's like, shooting the
shotgun
something.
Sound
like,
effect when it's so badass. My favorite shit ever.
Like, yeah, you have a gun. So do I. But like,
one thing about comment sections, no matter what, is like people are always gonna. There's always gonna be a certain like demographic of people that are just like, you know what? I don't like this thing that I just watched, and I don't like anyone associated with this.
And they comment to make it show up on their algorithm more.
Yeah, that's I know. Like,
exactly. And then they're like, why am I seeing this on my fucking For You or my Explore page? It's like,
because you engage with it.
Good job, and buddy. Now you know how an algorithm works.
Okay. Half of them are fucking rage bait posts anyway for just to get traffic.
Mm.
And it works.
You're like, oh, you fell for the literal trick.
Mine.
The most obvious rage bait in history, and you fell for it. Give me engagement. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then they come back too on different reels because they've already interacted with my reels, and then they'll be like, and I'll recognize them like repeat offenders. And there's this one fucking guy.
What's up, Greg?
There's this one fucking guy. What's his username?
Do you know his username?
The guy that said, oh, he said some foul shit too. He said,
they always do.
My baby in your body, my choice.
Oh, isn't it?
And
that
then
yeah,
said,
like
that I have a gun, guy? And then he's like, "I'm reporting you to the police." This fucking accountability kryptonite.
Oh,
that's
yeah, that
his
guy.
Username.
Mm-hmm. It's accountability like kryptonite.
I'm gonna report you to the police. That's like when the fucking UK police said they were gonna jail Americans for saying mean things.
Like I saw his profile, and it was 100% Reddit mod. Like, look, it's exactly what he looks like.
Like, there's a fedora in here somewhere. I know it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've unironically have two of those in my closet.
I feel bad for like the people that created the fedora because they got to be like, man, why did you guys have to wear it? We were supposed to be designed for
people who are sophisticated, but you idiot, wear it and talk on the internet. I don't know what accent
I used to unironically wear a fedora from when I was like 12 to 14.
That's usually the age people start wearing a fedora. So
I just fucking like it. And then I'm like, damn, I look like a fucking dork.
Hello, kitten.
Oh, God. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Daddy's very unhappy today.
Oh, my God. No.
A wave of cringe just flowed through me.
Slayer immediately starts playing in my head. Whenever I hear that kind of shit, I'm like, I am going to hurt something.
The Doom soundtrack, please.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
going back, like I got a death threat for throwing away a dust filter.
What exactly was the death threat, though? Like, what did they say?
They wanted they wanted my car lift to fail while I was standing under a car.
That's cute.
Okay. That wouldn't kill me. I just bench press the car off.
Right.
Yeah. Just be like, get over there. Yeah, I'm fucking Pixie. Yeah.
It's my mother's meatloaf.
I'm gonna kiss my muscles.
The fact that there's genuinely human beings on this planet that could stop a car from falling on them and it would just like fucking roll off their side is crazy.
I can do that.
Not now because you're sick.
That's true. Yeah, I can't. I'm not up for doing much.
Get fucked.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I subscribe to that to show my friends because I have no way of showing them anything. I forgot to be funny about that.
Well, the Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of these episodes.
And you can see this.
Yeah, that
and
too.
And you can, yeah. Like, what else is on the Patreon? I need to look.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of extra stuff, including what Sterling's talking about. There's
more stuff.
More clips. You know, starting at $3 a month, you could just see the video versions of the episode. $6 a month gets you all the bonus content, which is probably what Sterling's talking about. And $15 a month here.
You won't. No balls.
Yeah, that one. Gets you access to us saying your name on fucking the end of the episodes.
Don't you want your fucking name said on a podcast? Like, come on. Like, that's the meaning of life, honestly.
You won't, though, because you got no balls. All shaft.
Well, but everybody that subscribed does. Somehow. I don't really know.
The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see. Have you ever wanted to know what a Hot Wheels car looks like in a mini wind tunnel? What? No. Well, guess what? You're in luck, because this thing called a Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel is a real thing, and I'm not shitting you. It's a 13-inch long, actual, four-reel wind tunnel with a fan and a smoke generator that makes a surprisingly smooth laminar flow of air in the test area. You can test Hot Wheels cars, Matchbox cars, Matchboxes, your if it's less than 3 inches long. If you want to check it out, go to my Instagram profile at SerratedMobius and click the link in my bio. My discount code Serrated10, that's S-E-R-R-A-T-E-D 10, will take $10 off of your order of the Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel. We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
Man, I didn't even fucking stick around to see the snow. I didn't even get to drive my rear-wheel drive station wagon in the fucking snow. It's all gone already. It snowed. It was there for 2 days. And now, as soon as I get back, it's all fucking gone. I'm like, I
still
to
have
go
snow from 4 weeks ago. You want some?
Fuck. No. Yeah, sure.
I didn't ship even over bother here attempting to drive my car in the snow.
Where are you at?
Driving in the snow.
Right now.
Take me?
Yeah. Still like... You mean
what the fuck?
Yeah, so obviously don't put my town in the podcast, but
I'm putting them in, but you know,
you guys will fucking see it when you come here, but basically there's a small town on the Olympic Peninsula of Washington on the west side of Washington, and there's a phenomenon called the rain shadow, and what it is when the weather comes in, the weather fronts come in from the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, they go over the Olympic Mountains, and the tallest mountain in the Olympic Mountain Range, Mount Olympus, actually splits the clouds, and it goes around the town that I live in. It's so weird. Like, if you look at it on a map, you look at, like, a Doppler, like the wind, all the shit, it all comes up into the peninsula and it gets split into, and it just barely misses the town that I live in. It's so fucking cool.
That's kind of nice.
And snow does the same thing, and it barely snows here and it snows a fuckload everywhere else. Except for,
yeah. Except for when you can't call out of work because there's snow, because there isn't.
Sorry, I can't call out of work because I have so many cars that are good in snow, so I would be an asshole. I'd be like, I got a four-wheel drive truck, I got a station wagon with studded snow tires, I got a little tiny front-wheel drive car. Like, my coworkers are like, you're fucking making it to work in the snow. Shut the fuck up.
I get to call out of snow because there's not a single vehicle down here that knows how to drive in the snow.
You're in Texas. You don't have the infrastructure for it.
Even though everyone drives fucking trucks and SUVs down there. Like the cars
but,
for,
but none of them have the tires for it.
It's all summer tires down there.
It's all
Tuesday. It was frozen all over the place, and I was fishtailing, and I almost died.
Oh god!
I love driving Miatas in the snow. I love driving little rear wheel drive.
I have 300 treadies.
Oh shit! That's not fun. I used to drive
treadies into snow.
Do you remember my black Mustang that I had? Did I know you then?
Yeah.
That fucking car, like, I would drive that thing around in the snow all the time, and it was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
When,
you mean 400 wheel horsepower in a rear wheel drive car is bad in the snow?
Well, what? I mean, it was, I still got around. I mean, I could still drive around. Like, I could still drive to,
Costco to get a glizzy.
Well, I wasn't obsessed with glizzies back then as much as I am now, you know. Things change. Also, the glizzies in Portland are better. Not the even going to lie.
That changed my
life. The fucking hot dogs in the Portland Costco are better than all the ones I've had in Washington. It's like the relish is sweeter or something.
Mm. And you were sick. Must be really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't really want to eat Costco food ever again, but that's because I'm sick, and I had Costco food while I was sick, and eating anything while you're sick is like, oh, my God, I don't want to eat this ever again because it tastes like NyQuil.
Just don't get sick.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Have you tried that?
I'm just a weak man. I get sick because I'm a failure as a man, you know? Being sick is feminine, and that's bad.
Jesus Christ.
So I say when that kind of ironically, like, because I haven't been sick in like 13 months.
It'll come.
In months? What the fuck?
Get sick next week now. Yeah.
Who the hell counts like that? Are you pregnant?
I do. No, I'm doing it because I'm doing an experiment.
13 months pregnant?
That'd be a long pregnancy. That's like a full grown man in there. He's like got a tax return already.
Speaking
of a horse.
Wait, what?
What?
Huh? The gestation period of a horse.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Gas station period.
Gas station?
Elephants are pregnant for 2 years.
Yeah, pregnant? Right.
Pregnant. Pregnant.
Isn't that a pasta sauce?
Pregnant.
Anyway, speaking of Miatas,
how does that relate to Miatas? What? Listen,
we were talking about Miatas.
For a second.
So, what's the story behind your Miata? I know you have a name for it. It's not Mjolnir.
You're doing great.
Yes,
I thought it was. It's a Skyrim dragon, right?
Everybody, yes. It's Odavang.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. The one with all the letters.
Letter tongue.
One with the letters.
So I got it in 2018. It's a 2017 RF. Mm-hmm. And I got it in 2018 with like 400 miles on it. Some old dude owned it.
Hell yeah.
For
cat.
Soy Jack face.
Yeah,
that actually hurts my jaw.
There she is. Cat.
Cat.
In Florida, when I lived in Florida. Don't tell anyone, that's embarrassing.
Florida.
Half French and you lived in Florida. What the fuck?
I don't want to talk about it.
Voice critical is in Florida.
No, what's even worse is my mom was born and raised in Quebec.
Ew.
So I'm also French Canadian.
So French Canadian Floridian.
You know.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
Women are bad.
Yeah, and then like raised between Florida and Quebec. Anyways, besides the point, we got there.
Did you go back and forth?
Yeah.
Shit. Like on a plane? Like often?
No, we drove.
Oh my God!
Fucking hell!
It was fun-ish.
Your family,
yes,
drove from Quebec to fucking Florida.
Yeah.
How often?
Once a year, give or take.
Oh that my God! Like months. There and back.
It was less expensive then. I don't know.
That's like a fucking, yeah, that's a fucking like minivan. What the pilgrims used to do, but you did it like every year.
The French.
We go to Florida.
Eiffel Tower.
I feel like it would make more sense to go down to like Louisiana because there's like way more French people in Louisiana than Florida, like Cajun.
They don't have snow. So.
That's true. They have good food.
They
though.
Did this like last month.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I don't know what you're referencing. I'm just saying a thing to be funny.
There was a blizzard in Louisiana last month.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I was part of the blizzard because it was in Texas, too.
My condolences.
I made a snow penis by accident.
We're talking about the Miata.
The fucking car, the Miata, yes.
Sorry, I kind of throw the train of thought off the rail. I'm like a bad railroad yard employee.
You're like the dude from Polar Express that fucking drifts the train on the ice.
You mean the engineer?
I don't remember what it's called. Dog, I haven't seen that movie in like 15 years.
Well, what's a train driver called?
I don't remember him being the conductor though. I thought he was the guy that gets the tickets and shit, remember?
No.
What is that?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Well, he's the conductor. The engineer is who drives the train, like in the room where you drive the train. I don't know what it's called. The cockpit of the train. What's a fucking train engine? Is it the engine room? Wait, no.
But like the dude that whipped the train was the guy who also stamped the tickets.
The conductor was on top of the train yelling into the
I don't remember
the
there
driving
being
area. I don't know what it's called. You're talking about who's drifting the train. There's two people. It was two people.
I don't remember there being two people.
More than one Tsuchiya driving this drift train.
Oh my God.
There's a second Tsuchiya.
There's been a second whatever that word is.
Bless you.
That's juicy.
God bless.
All the fucking damn.
Episode 69.
Correct.
We out here.
Miata.
Yeah, right.
So but driving from Florida to Quebec.
I think it's going to take the whole episode.
Oh God.
We'll get there eventually, don't worry.
Well, that might just be the gimmick of the show.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's some traumatic shit happened with our family. My grandparents were hella bigly alcoholics, and then they cut us off because we asked them to stop.
Bigly!
And then we never talked to them like since I was like 14, so that did not. Yeah. Anyway, so bought car, 2018, 400 miles, old dude owned it, fucking hit every parking block imaginable.
Oh.
Apparently, because the splitter was all fucky wucky, and because
people don't fucking back into spots like they're supposed to.
Yeah, I know, like the Master Race.
Wait, doesn't that have a backup camera on it?
Well, for my year, if you get the GT, the Grand Touring, I have the Club, and it didn't come with the backup camera.
Club.
Okay, just you know. So,
oh, there's around me right now.
The car's like 2 feet long. How the fuck do you hit the barrier in the fucking parking spot?
I don't know how he did it. He's probably like decrepit or something.
I got cataracts.
I got osteoporosis.
I have osteo. I have porosis.
Uncle Stan, are you wearing a blindfold?
No, but with these cataracts, I might as well be.
Then I moved to Washington in like 2021.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's had two liveries on it. I did all of like the, well, most of the functional performance mods, whatever. Nothing is like, there's no like force induction or anything. No internals done. It's just like the
not fun cool. mods.
I think Miatas are pretty much
reliability.
They're so good from the factory that you can just focus all your like upgrades into doing like
suspension shit.
And like, but like little tiny like power adders, like bolt-ons and shit, like that shit.
And then there's the other side of the spectrum where people just let me throw a big block Chevy in it.
No. Yeah. How to upset the perfect weight balance of a good sports car and make it handle crappy.
There's a lot of Miatas down here, actually.
Yeah, well, probably because it doesn't snow. Well, it didn't before, but
it snows,
I would die in a V8.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that fuck up the 50-50 weight distribution,
it would.
Though?
It would, unless you put like a really light V8 in it.
Counterintuitive, yeah.
No, because people like it because, oh, this car weighs 2,000 pounds. Let me put 900 horsepower up at front. Because
and then really make it weigh 3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And then get absolutely no traction because it's not enough weight to fucking get traction because it's too much power.
Unless you slap some big fucking tires, but there's no room
that
for that.
Still actually doesn't fucking work.
It'd be poke. Because I fit 17 by 9s. And I'll have like Swiss cheese fender liner, but
there's a dude down here with a tube chassis car that weighs 1,500 pounds, and he's got a fucking 1,600 horsepower LS7 in the back.
Why?
Fuck. Because a positive weight ratio on that thing is fucking ridiculous. It doesn't get traction until it's doing 120.
It's ridiculous.
It's fucking crazy.
Thanks.
I don't understand that. Like that's and just like got, look got, how much money I have into my build. It's more than got, you will ever have I, in your life.
I'm pretty totally sure he welded. Functional. I'm pretty sure he welded the chassis by himself and didn't pay somebody to do it or anything.
He probably didn't do fucking anything.
But like it's got 35 inch drag radials on it, and it still doesn't fucking get traction until he's got enough downforce on the back end.
I thought you were talking about width. I was like, no. Oh my god.
No, 35 inches
tall. I know. My mind immediately went to 35 inch wide tires.
You got them fucking 305 wide.
Holy shit, this thing's got fucking widescreen tires on it. Anyway.
It's like those fucking old muscle cars where there's this much gap on the inside of the fucking tires in the back.
Yeah, like you can't even see the rear diff.
Yeah. The fucking tires are too thick, brother.
Are you trying to sell your Miata, aren't you, right?
Huh?
You're trying to sell it, aren't you?
I was just saying that. Oh my god, hive mind. Yeah. It's
oh my god.
We could put the fucking Facebook Marketplace link in the show notes.
Oh. Yeah, we could put it in the description.
Okay, silence. Silence in the pod.
Oh boy.
Hang on.
Real fart coming.
Hang on. She's been very...
Oh, there's Sasha.
She's been very... sick, kind of, today.
Aww. It's your fault you made her sick today.
Hang on, it's okay, hang on.
Sweetheart, come here.
She's meowing.
Oh, yeah, now that I'm fucking 30. Talking to you, you're not going to pay attention to me. Hey, come here.
She's so fucking cute.
That was a
hell yeah.
Somebody get that cat a perk 30.
Post-production Serrated Movies here. The Apple thing where you like hold up a thumbs up and the thumbs up emoji of show. Yeah, that happened as Sterling was holding Sasha up in the air. That's why we left. Then yeah, okay, back to the episode.
Oh and God. Now it's not doing it when you
protect
actually
it, you piece of shit. Yeah. Woo! Yay, Sasha.
Meow for us. Meow on the mic. Close enough.
Hairball on the mic, do it right now. You want no balls?
That's me. Kitten.
The void has awoken.
She is stuck in the headphones. Okay. Oh. Well, no tuxie, baby.
This is Cassie.
Meow.
Oh.
You want to say hi, Sasha?
Say hi.
We have cat bonding. So, oh, don't show the garbage on my desk.
And then they start swiping. It's not garbage. It's just like fucking beta fish.
I need to get a paper shredder because I just fucking have mail everywhere. Okay, let me put my suppression device back on.
Sounds that's like an NFA item.
It shouldn't be.
I know.
A game word.
Fuck the ATF.
Suppression fluid is bad.
I don't think you got the dick to do that. I'm not going to lie.
You don't know what I got.
That's fair.
That's true.
Fair.
Should we go into the questions?
Oh, yeah. I guess we should do that.
I didn't think you'd do any.
I did question.
We
you better answer my question.
Oh, it's Lula. Hold on. I got another one of these.
Ewok. That's a fucking Ewok.
I can't. I don't see anything other than darkness. Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't see eyes.
It literally looks like a fucking Ewok.
Sasha, I know you're trying to stomp on my fucking cock and balls over and over again, but can you please stop?
Cock and ball torture.
Can you go? You want to go over there?
Oh, this was a mistake.
Oh, all the cat hair.
Oh, I turned my. Oh no! You saw my sheet. My room device. Oh, there's all the boxes.
You can see toe beans right here.
Box.
Toe bean.
Yep.
Toe bean. All right. Toe bean. Sorry.
We will go to our premium member listener interaction segment over here on our Flag Time Podcast Patreon. So we'll answer these questions and then we'll go to the Instagram section afterwards. First question from premium member level 14. Perhaps a thought-provoking question. What are some memorable roasts you've made?
The baked potatoes last week.
I told someone I would fuck their dad once, and it made them really mad. That was a memorable one.
I won't even enjoy it.
That's basically how I got chat banned on fucking War Thunder.
I called someone a walking yeast infection.
Wow.
I roasted a pick-me girl that was, like, shitting on other women, and I told her that she needs to check her pH balance. You can see there's a theme here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty much on the money if you call a man bald or short. Like, that just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, I know! Stop mocking me!
They're like, okay, and then their comebacks are usually, yeah, well, you're fat.
Yeah.
And I'd like to eat. Okay.
Food be good. I like.
I'm sorry, I can't get serotonin from anything else. Okay, Jesus Christ. Let me enjoy my goddamn burger. Okay, Jared.
Speaking of burgers,
I had a burger.
I went to Carl's Jr. the other day, and I had a burger.
It's no, Carl's Jr.
No, I went to Carl's Jr. because I was in Washington.
They're different.
Kinda. The burger patty was, you know when, like, I've eaten a fucking 100 million burgers in my life, but I've never, like, had a problem with, like, a burger patty in a fast food burger. Mm-hmm. But this one, it was so salty. It was so salty. I was like, Jesus Christ, it tastes like I'm fucking eating a salt lick. Like, one of those, like, light candle things that has,
the Himalayan salt rock candle.
Yeah, that.
Fucking light bulb.
Yeah.
My tastes brother like and that. Sister have one of those, and I want to lick it so bad, but I
shouldn't do it.
I have to put my salt lamp away because this motherfucker back there likes to lick it.
I don't think you're supposed to lick it.
A human on my bed right now behind me. This goblinoid.
Goblinoid. This
motherfucker. Smile for the camera.
Hello, goblinoid.
He likes to lick my salt lamps.
Oh, hold on. I'll be right back. I gotta get something from downstairs. Hold on.
Okay. Well, while he's doing that.
That doesn't sound weird at all.
Premium member Vubula.
Get something from downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still going?
Yes, we are. Premium member Vubula asks, how's learning to dirt bike going?
Oh my god, I am so injured, dude. My knee hurts, bitch.
Yeah.
My back, my knee, I'm 30 years old, brother. fighting my for my
back.
Goddamn life.
My back. My back really hurts.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's going. We went to the desert the other day, and it actually went pretty well, but I'm scared now. I don't have the I'm same confidence I had. Because it's like off-season, so I haven't been doing it that much. Yeah.
Bikes report back in the summer. Sasha, go out there. Sasha, quit eating shit off the floor. Get out of here.
What the fuck did you just put in your mouth?
What he got from downstairs, air. Apparently.
Shout out to Cheesecake.
Oh, dog.
More like shout up to Cheesecake. Am I right?
Bro's just I've got a hill I'm cheesecake. Willing to die on. Cheesecake's not a cake, it's a pie.
You know, you could probably resell that
crap. I have on my desk.
Hey.
Just Nutella with a spoon in it.
I was getting strawberries with it, but I will literally.
Okay. Okay.
This is why
I was going to go. Okay.
So call me fat on the internet.
Like, yeah, I love to eat ketchup. It's my favorite meal.
I should have brought water too. Son of a bitch.
I don't like to eat it with french fries or anything. I like to eat just the ketchup. Yep. Yummy, yummy. Ketchup in my tummy. I really liked in 2001 when there was the crazy ketchup in the bottle.
The green and purple also ketchup?
The green and the purple God. Ketchup from 2001.
No, the colored ketchup was definitely healthy.
Yeah, the colored ketchup from specifically the year 2001, I think, and God, no other year.
I miss who it's I was like 30 seconds ago happened. When I didn't remember that.
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yes, unfortunately.
I love that shit. We're I was like, I'm going to eat the ketchup out the bottle. Ah, fuck
is
you guys.
That's why you are the way that you are.
Yeah.
That's why you turned out this
way. I am an interesting person.
The RFK would not
made
agree
the frogs
with you.
Gay or whatever. RFK. The
I can't even mimic the way he talks. Would that be ableist?
Did you see the video of him? Did you see the video of him speaking Spanish like fluently? And he sounds like an old Hispanic grandfather.
My wife can do that.
My wife.
Barb. Old Barb can do that.
Speaking of dirt biking, premium member.
I thought you were going to say speaking of Barbara.
Listen, premium member Nick Toomey asks, "What's your favorite place that you've ever ridden your dirt bike?"
Thank you, Nick Toomey. Probably, literally the last place that I rode, which is Mattawa, Washington, in the desert.
Yeah. In the desert.
I didn't know there was a desert in Washington.
East of the mountains. It's all desert, and then it's all green on the other side.
Yeah, it's all kind of weird and gross on the other side of the Cascades, and then it's like it's cool for like a second when you're in the mountains, and then it's nothing, and then it's Spokane.
Yeah, nothing but like corn and wheat fields.
Wheat God, fields.
Anyone who's ever driven like to Spokane, like on I-90, like all the way out to fucking Spokane knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's just like
I've ridden across the country 3 times and it's my least favorite part of the drive.
Oh my God, it's so fucking boring. It's just like it's like beautiful scenery, mountains, trees, cool city, mountains, beautiful snow, and then it goes down and then it's like
nothing,
Spokane.
Yeah, you wouldn't
also
like,
nothing.
You wouldn't like driving through like half of Texas where it's just flat ranch land.
I have. It's bad. It's
awful.
Yeah. And then you get to like Central Florida. West Texas and it's all fucking mountains and hills and desert.
Mm. Yeah, Florida is just flat. There's no elevation change in Florida whatsoever.
That's why it floods so often. And then the big windy happens.
Hurricanes.
I don't know how Disney World is still there. I think it's crazy. Like I've always been like, I want to go to Disney World someday. Maybe.
I know.
That shit's got a fucking.
I do. I would love to go to Disney World. I don't even give a fuck. I would love to go to Disney World.
I'm paying $36 for a 12-ounce bottle of water.
I'll get the fast pass.
Fucking die.
I will go to a Disney hotel. I will pay like $5,000 to stay a week at Disney. I don't give a fuck.
Orlando Studios.
I want to do it. I want to go so bad.
$5,000 for sunburn and chub rub and PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Orlando Studios is superior to
Disney
World.
Why not both?
Orlando.
Epcot.
Epcot isn't bad. Sorry, I forgot the T at the end there.
Epcot.
If you go and drink all of the alcohol, I bet you can't.
Yes. I've done that.
I bet you can't.
$7.99 pack of Natty Lights.
We went from Canada all the way to Mexico and had a drink at each place. It was great.
Did you get a fucking trophy for that? Because you deserve
No, one. You don't get a trophy. You just get brain fog. That's about it.
Oh, epic.
Brain fog and IBS.
Speaking of Blood Epcot, that reminds me of that like trending audio.
You say, speaking of IBS.
No.
Speaking of IBS.
There's this trending audio. I don't know what it's from, but it's like, who do you think the prettiest girl in school is? And the guy goes, the Epcot ball.
Trending where?
I saw it on my Ford page. I don't know.
I haven't heard that audio before.
But yeah, like the other guy just starts talking like he didn't there, just say the Epcot ball. He's like, well, I think this girl's pretty. And the guy just goes, Epcot.
I get the one, the dude who's like on the Vegas ball, just like he scans for people on the street and shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember what his.
I'm not even listening to the conversation anymore.
Let's go to the next question.
Fevering it out over here.
Premium member Framed Automotive asks, what's your favorite and your most hated thing, favorite and hated thing, about the MX-5?
Favorite thing. Hate anything about a Miata.
There's a lot of favorite things. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks real good.
Two things.
It's zippy around corners. The body roll from the factory is abysmal.
Oh, wow.
Bad. Well, that's not good.
That's a bad thing.
That's a bad thing that can be fixed with a $200 part. Great.
Bad things, good things.
Yeah. The bad things is obviously the lack of room, but you don't buy a Miata for the room. The trunk space, you can only fit like a quarter of a dead body in there, so it's not really good for like...
What kind of dead body?
There's different kinds.
There's a lot of different kinds. There's different kinds?
You're tall as fuck, so I'm gonna say like maybe from like your rib cage up. That's it.
Not tall as fuck.
You're tall.
No, I'm like a little bit above average.
Shut the fuck up, sir.
You're short. You are short.
I know.
I don't think the average is 6'3", my guy.
I've never I've always been not the tallest guy wherever I work. There's always somebody taller than me.
Does it mean you're the average?
Like my boss that I worked for like 8 years was like 6'6", and I was just like, "Hi, can I have my paycheck?"
Isn't the average like 5'8" or some shit or 5'9"? I don't remember.
Hold on.
For men, 5'9", I think.
That's the average. 5'8".
I think it's also the average just in general for people.
In general.
For women,
average human height is 5'9". Yep.
Oh, human average height.
Human for, height. That for, everything.
For men.
That's the difference. Men.
Human men. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Human dudes. Chillers. Like,
let's see.
Don't count. You're excluded from this.
Average height for girls is 5'4".
Oh, cool.
I'm above average.
I'm even right at the average for that. That's
right. 5'0".
Excellent.
Pixie's 5 feet tall, by the way.
I'm not 5 foot tall. Give me my 4 inches.
He just
back.
Revealed he's 5'4".
Yeah, it's 5'4". That's two measurements.
Hey, wait a minute.
5'4". Yeah.
That's not how that works. My inches had to go somewhere, damn it, and they all went to my ass, actually.
Yeah, they went out that way.
Like the back way.
God tier glutes or something today.
I do, actually.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh god,
he's gonna show us.
No, I'm not gonna fucking show.
Good. Thank you.
Podcast doesn't get paid enough for me to do that. They don't deserve to see it.
You show it for free on your Instagram.
Yeah, you literally showed it earlier.
Yeah, you fucking slut.
Piece of shit. Fucking stupid.
I actually measured it yesterday because I did.
Oh my god!
Thursday because I did legs on.
What
Thursday.
Is it? First,
47
first,
inches.
God damn! That is a big boy.
I think we.
Damn, I'm boy.
For perspective, my measurements are 42, 33, and 47.
Damn, you're like a whole lot of Rosie from fucking that one AC/DC song.
Mine are 45. Mine's a fatter ass than I do.
I mean, yeah, but it's full of fish and gun lore.
No, it's not. It's all muscle. It's all muscle.
It's actually awesome.
I did glute drive 365 for 12 on Thursday.
Imagine like dead. your dead body on a table, like in your autopsy, they cut your.
You're just like,
open,
damn,
it's
he just, fat. It's just
fish
water.
And gun pieces. It's like fish, like in a plastic bag.
And they're just alive too, somehow.
Like, yeah, these are all the fish. Like what? Oh yeah, I guess you do catch and release. All right, well, this conversation's going a little bit off the rails.
Next
you know?
Question: Premium member Police 428 asks, "What's the story behind your username? Don't listen to the haters and keep doing what you're doing."
Oh my god, thank you. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I was gonna say I thought it had something to do with the tale of the dragon.
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Hey, I was right. Cool.
I did my research. Also, just like my weird pseudo obsession. I'm gonna be real. My actual obsession with oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Chill.
Uh-oh.
Skyrim.
Okay.
Skyrim.
Actually, a scaly. No. With Skyrim, I've played it since high school. So
Rose got three copies of the Lusty Argonian Maid. You can't hide it from us.
Oh shit!
So I got.
Oh boy! So, here we go.
I got like dragons.
I thought she was actually finna pull the book out. I was gonna fucking.
That's
scream
the first
laughing.
Okay that my boyfriend got me, and I saved it. But there's the Skyrim stuff. There's Hell Mike yeah. the Liar and Alduin up there.
Wait, first boyfriend or first bouquet?
First bouquet that guy got me.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good clarification. I was like, why would you save that? Okay.
Why would you save that?
I don't know. Like, if it was like the first one, it'd be like, why is that on the wall? Because Edward gave it to me in high school.
So, and then, yeah, I would frequent the Tale of the Dragon, like, a lot. Before I moved here. But funny enough, I'm actually breaking the news to you guys. Moving this year in August.
Oh shit.
To Virginia.
Virginia?
Gotta drive all the way back across the country again.
I know, that's why I'm trying to sell the Miata so that I can get something a little roomier.
An MR2. Corolla.
Hey.
I said roomier.
Oh,
what did you say, Pixie?
I said MR2.
Because that's not, no.
So, yeah. Because I was part of the Tale of the Dragon, and I wanted to bring it with me, so.
Mm-hmm. Hell what part yeah. of Virginia?
Norfolk.
Norfolk. Hell yeah.
He was gonna be like,
I have no idea what the
closer.
Tale of the Dragon is.
The part what? Of Virginia where Virginia is.
Yeah, Norfolk is Wait. Like 2.5-3 hours away from where I'm at.
Yeah, that's right. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to clarify what the Tale of the Dragon
Neighbor.
Is.
Yeah, it's a road.
Yeah, Tale of the Dragon
is
it's
on
the
US 129.
Yes. It's on the state line of North Carolina and Tennessee.
If you've ever seen a video of somebody riding a Harley Davidson motorcycle on a road and they crash, it's probably
the Tale of the Dragon.
If it's all pretty and green and oh wow, what a That's beautiful road.
Had a layer down, brother.
Miles per hour max.
Yeah, 25 yeah. mile per hour max and they still crash.
And they're scraping crazy. Their fucking bags in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like, yeah, there's a, and then Killboy takes some great pictures of them, like,
yes.
in the air, mid air, like,
that's so fucking funny.
And then you're in a car, and then somebody in front you're of you like, is going the actual speed limit when you could go faster, and you're like,
yeah,
fucking move.
Fuck?
And they don't fucking let you buy them. I've been on like back roads with Harleys, like, and they don't let you go buy them, and they don't go fast. And I'm like, I could literally beat you in a 2004 Ford Taurus.
All you gotta do is ride. All you gotta do is ride an S1000. If you ride an S1000, people on Harleys will wave you by.
Well,
and then they'll try to kill you.
There's one guy named Max Wrist that frequents that road, and he's like a fucking piece of shit. So. every time I see him.
Max Wrist sounds like a really funny porn
name. Just make sure that I tell everyone that he's like a woman beater and like was dishonorably discharged from the military.
Here's a bit of a reveal right here. Back when Max Wrist was a like just a dude with no personality and he was just posting videos on YouTube. Do what now?
He still has no personality.
True. But before we knew what kind of person he was, like he was just a dude with a helmet and making like videos of him going fast and breaking laws. I had Max Wrist stickers on my motorcycle. I learned exactly what happened with him and like what he's been doing, and I ripped those motherfuckers off as soon as I could.
Did you replace them with Speed?
No, I replaced them with Thor stickers because that was my biker name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had hair I had hair like down to like the middle of my back when I was riding motorcycles in like 2016, 2017, and everybody I rode with called me Thor. So
Did you get that? You should have got a helmet with like the little wings on the side of it.
I should have, yes. But
Thor helmet.
Going back to the Tale of the Dragon, I have my first, like the entire first time that I ever went on the dragon on my YouTube channel. And that night after I did that, I stayed at the lodge, the 129 the lodge. Resort? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was so cool because I kind of took it as like, I hope this isn't an omen, because when I reserved my room, they gave me the room that's right across from the tree with all the bike parts on it.
Okay, I was going to ask if it was the lodge across from Killboy, or was it like Tococo Lodge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's this Tococo tree.
Lodge is amazing pizza.
Oh, yeah. But no, there's this tree that's like lined with motorcycle parts, and anybody who crashes at the Tale of the Dragon, they take one of their motorcycle parts and hangs it on the tree.
This is called the Tree of
Shame. Yeah, it's called the Tree of Shame. Yeah. And my hotel room at that lodge was the one directly next to it. So I parked my bike at the right next to my room, because there's motorcycle parking spaces next to each room and a bench where you can just sit and like have a drink
and stare at
people crash.
Yeah,
sit and brood.
But I sat there after my successful run, where I just took my time, didn't do anything crazy, and had fun basically. Mm-hmm. And sat my motorcycle down there, sat on the bench, and just watched all the cars go by as like all the sunset and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That was the most relaxed I'd ever been in my life.
Yeah, I remember
there. The vibes are immaculate.
Vibes are fantastic there.
You know what? The vibes are not good on 28. The road that intersects 129, the Moonshiner.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Creepy ass vibes. I used to go on night toge runs with my group.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
Back in my day. I was an idiot.
Back in my day.
Yeah, we would do dumb shit like that. And 28 at night, bad vibes. Skinwalkers for sure.
Oh, shit.
Skinwalkers out there. It's scary. Really scary.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
What was that?
My stomach is going crazy right now. I don't know what's going on.
Shit. Same.
No, not that part. Not down. Up.
We got one more premium question on the Patreon here. So premium member Masonite 500 asks, what was your first car and what got you into the whole automotive scene?
All right. Recognize Masonite. shout out. First car that I bought myself that wasn't a car that my mom bought that I used was you guys are gonna fucking laugh at me. Hey, it's a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse.
A third gen? Or second gen?
Third gen, the bad one. It had hella electrical problems. Just like,
was it an 01?
Yes. It was not a GT.
I thought it was only the V6 ones that had problems.
Oh, that Eclipse. Here, okay,
hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Ugly one.
Yeah, this
one. I thought it looked cool.
And it had a moonroof, and that was the only cool thing about it. But
the fuck you mean they're selling for $18,500?
Ain't no fucking way. Is it what, a GT whatever?
Look at the ad. Does it have 5 miles on it?
No, I think that might have been MSRP when it was new.
Oh, okay.
Imagine, remember when cars used to be brand new for under $20,000?
I know. Right? Fucking Jesus.
The most expensive one that's around me is $7,400 with 55,000 miles.
That's I'll give you a expensive.
Stale McChicken and a firm handshake.
Yeah.
For you to go scrap it.
I wonder how much it would cost to put a 4G63 in it and just make the car infinitely better.
Not worth it.
Okay. Oh boy.
Sterling is back.
That hurt.
So that was not my first modified car. The trunk, the patch.
There was.
Was fucking. There was what?
There was a cat outside that was meowing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's just a random fucking outside
cat. I thought it was one of the cats inside the house that was meowing. Sorry, the
cat distributions like system has chosen you. No, that's
the
your
driveway way. Cat distribution. Well, there's fucking footprints all over my Saab.
So that was not my first modified car. I put like carbon fiber tape over the fucking like rust spots on the trunk. Yeah. It was awful. It was a piece of shit. And it died.
Oh, real carbon fiber, right?
Huh? No.
Oh.
It was just tape.
Of course not.
Because I was a little ricer when I was like 18. And then I got my second car, which was the actual modified one. Was a 1994 Volkswagen Cabriolet.
Hell yeah.
A Mark III. It was rusted out. It was slammed on, I think, Coney's or something. Mm. On BDS. No, hold on. They were, what the fuck were they? They were Warbit Type S's.
Ooh. Fuck, cool. Those are.
And it was sticker bombed on the driver, the front fender. Next to the headlight because it was all fucky wucky.
I'm picturing this car perfectly.
It was red, and I'll send you a picture of it when I find it. But it was awful. It was an awful car. It broke every week. It was a piece of shit. I hated it and I loved it at the same time.
Mitsubishi.
I fucking cut a hole in the bottom of the airbox so it made induction noises.
I love doing that.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit. And that was before I got into Miatas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to get out of Miatas.
Yeah. Somebody buy it.
Or trade. Maybe trade it for something cool.
No, I want to sell my car so I can pay some of my credit card off.
That's smart.
In preparation.
Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Don't do the thing that I would do.
Before I get the, and then put like $12,000 on a GR Corolla, so.
They're cool. There's a couple of them in my area.
I don't want a 2023 though. I want a 2025.
What's wrong with the 23 ones? Is that the first year that they came out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First year anything is almost.
I was thinking of. I thought it came out sooner because I was, but it was the Yaris that came out first that we didn't get.
Yeah, the cool one. The really cool one. The really fast, cool.
They're really fucking cool. One.
The GR Corolla, but smaller, so it's faster.
Better. It's cooler. Europeaner.
Europeaner.
Europeaner. Hardly know her.
Well, thank you, our premium members on our Patreon, for participating in this.
Those were some good ass fucking questions, guys.
Thank you very much.
Knocking it out of the park again. Good job, everyone.
They pay more for this than they do Spotify. Like, what the fuck, man? Anyway,
they have Spotify Duo.
True.
Spotify Duo costs $18 a month.
Anyway, we'll go over to the fucking. Instagram. There we go. Yeah, we'll go to the Instagram story responses. And as per tradition, we always highlight the comments. First. What the fuck did you just say to me?
I coughed.
I said the slop trough of comments.
Yes, true. Bless you, Sterling.
That wasn't a sneeze.
That's what it looked like. What was it?
A cough.
Anyway, we always highlight the first response on our story response on the Flag Time Podcast Instagram. And the first response was by Ranger Boy. with a three, and they say best generation.
Where does
of
the
Miata.
Three go?
Where's the three? Yes. Like Ranger R.
Yeah.
They're like four
RANG 3 R.
Okay.
I don't know. Best generation of Miata. I don't know. If you like the, like, I like how Mazda keeps the integrity of the Miata throughout all of the generations. They keep it pretty much all the same. I like the ND because the technology, but if you want, I don't know, flippy headlights, which are always fun. Mm-hmm. I've had both NA and ND. Mm-hmm. I've got to say the ND because the technology and just like the modernness of it. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, NAs will always be cutie, mm-hmm. cutie patootie cars. And they'll always make me super duper happy. But mm-hmm. I like the comfort of the ND. So
I fucking love the NB. It's my favorite. NB is like everything that was really, really good about the NA, but like you can fit in it.
Yeah.
I like it when they got a Corvette motor in it.
Pixie, you put a Corvette motor in literally anything else and it would be better than a V8 Miata.
Pixie, V8 what Miata is this response?
So they're overpowered. It's crazy.
What is this response?
I want you to try to say that.
We ambignore.
There you go. Got it.
I didn't say anything. I didn't answer the prompt.
Do you
want
to show the class how I spelled that?
WEAMBGNORE.
Weamgnore.
Sounds like a Midwestern like white boy name.
It's actually a slur for this alien written out.
I want some sick. Goddamn French fries, you fucking gooback.
Sam Coleman 001 asks, is the 250cc bike a good starter bike?
Get a 1000, fuck you, just get a liter bike.
Depends on what like you want to do with your bike. Like I'm assuming they mean street bike, right?
I don't know. They didn't say Hayabusa. Anything specifically.
Get the high, well, the 1.3-liter Hayabusa, put a big turbo on it, and it's a good starter bike.
I don't know if I'm referencing the fact that I have a 250 FX.
I would assume.
For dirt. Mm-hmm. It's good for dirt. It's more than enough bike for the dirt, but yeah, probably good for first street bike, too. I mean, you guys ride?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Can I say a fun fact?
Pixie doesn't, but...
Uh-oh. The smallest motorcycle engine I've ever ridden is a 600. I haven't ridden anything with an engine smaller than that. Actually, that's not true. My first bike was an 82 Suzuki GS550, but that bike was so fucked up it wouldn't go over 60 miles an hour. So... Mm-hmm. Take it. I mean, and then I went from that to a FZ09.
Oh my god! I missed my FZ so much.
They're so good.
I missed that fucking bike.
They're a cool fucking motorcycle.
They're great.
The smallest motorcycle I ever rode was a Grom.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I rode a tiny electric dirt bike when I was little.
Yeah.
User
power wheels.
Get a Grom. Start on that.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Get a Grom. Yeah, they're overpriced, so but they're fun. So good.
Navi Honda. No, what is it? Suzuki.
The Navi.
Navi.
And Navi is.
Sorry, I watched
much...
fucking Avatar.
Avatar, the last Arbandar.
The blue people.
They're called the Navi, right?
Yeah. They're called the Navi.
Oh, not the really bad M. Night Shyamalan adaptation of Avatar: The Last Airbender, where they called all the characters by the wrong names. You remember that?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the Steven Spielberg movie.
Spielberg? Close. That's not Spielberg. it's the other guy, the Titanic guy.
Are you researching it?
Yeah.
I can see his eyes moving.
James Cameron.
Yeah, okay. That's
Steven Spielberg's a great director, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Who the fuck else could it be? I don't know. Oh, yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
Other guy that makes good movies and hopefully doesn't molest children.
Yeah.
But you never know these days, so who knows?
What do you mean, Sterling? What do you mean by that? Are you going to ruin something for me now?
I was going to yell at the director.
Like, a lot of people in Hollywood have the tendency to do that.
You guys are talking at the same time. Jesus Christ.
I was just saying, like, a lot of people in Hollywood do bad things, and some of them involve that, unfortunately, which is crazy. I don't even understand.
You're, like, blissfully unaware.
Who's the director with the explosions? I can't remember.
Huh?
Michael the director. Bay. That's what it is. I was going to fucking kill myself if I couldn't remember.
I don't even know what either of you said.
I was going to yell Michael Bay at that one part with the other talk, but I couldn't remember what his fucking
explosion
name was.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That move, the Transformers guy.
What's the other director? And I was just gonna scream Michael Bay, but I couldn't remember his name.
The twist is you should get your money back. Fuck, the movie sucked. Yeah, yeah,
don't start with a 1,000. Don't listen to Sterling. That's
Italy, please don't. Fuck.
Don't.
God.
Do it.
Listen.
Don't.
The Sterling? Only reason I started on a 1,000 is because I had to keep it.
Literally, I started on a 1,000.
Just because we started on a 1,000 doesn't mean you can
do as I say, not as I do.
Listen, or you listen just, to me, your mother. Don't.
Here's what you're gonna do.
Listen to me, your mother.
You're gonna learn how to ride a motorcycle. Listen to me. I'm talking to you directly now, and a person who's listening. Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna learn how to ride a motorcycle. You're gonna go to a north. I almost said the specific motorcycle instructing school that I went to. No. Go to a motorcycle instructing school. Learn how to ride a motorcycle with their motorcycles, their demo motorcycles. And then when you're done, you're gonna go down to somewhere and go get a job and make $2,000. And then you're gonna go on Craigslist.com and you're gonna buy a 1998 to 2001 Honda VFR 800. Interceptor. It is the best motorcycle ever made for the money. It's like a Ducati, but it's not bad. It's like a Ducati, but it doesn't make clutch noise, and you can actually reliably maintain it.
Thousands of dollars to fix.
Yeah,
because it's a Honda, and Honda makes the best motorcycles. Fuck literally everyone who disagrees with me, except for Eric.
I've never ridden a bike, and I agree.
Yeah. It's great except to give Eric. People who have no riding experience a very powerful motorcycle, and
it's not that powerful. It has like 140 horsepower or something. It's not that bad.
Fuck, dude, that
it's not even that much. Like a Miata has like 120
on something that weighs 400 pounds.
Don't come on, just put like a shim in the throttle or something. I don't know.
Like
that's like when you turn 18.
Throttle response on a motorcycle is fucking insane, by the way.
True.
Cause like also, if you put any little bit of like twist on a throttle of a like pretty powerful motorcycle, you're like halfway to almost redlining that thing. You don't have to rev it all the way to get it to redline. You just have to move it just a little bit. And it'll go it's so precise and so sensitive that if you give someone with no experience it, they're gonna just fucking wah. So
just don't do that.
Yeah,
also, I'm not condoning that. Just don't
buying a fucking 1,000 cc motorcycle for your first motorcycle is like fucking when you first turn 18. What the fuck
is that? It's a 360. Oh, it's 360. Okay, yeah.
Get a camera if you're going to ride. It's kind of like a dash cam, but like for bikes. Plus you can edit it, and it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And people will be like, I want to race you on the highway.
That's like when you're 18 and you can finally buy a gun, and the first gun you decide to buy is a fucking super lightweight 300 Wood Mag.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
It's I got a 43X.
No, it's fucking don't. God. If this is your first rifle, fucking don't.
Do not
get fucking this don't. Instead.
Get a bazooka
is first. Not
I dropped one of those the other day.
This is a 5.56.
It looks bazooka. So tiny compared to that 308.
I know because this is 150 fucking grains, and this is 62 grains.
Did we ever find that 5.56 that we dropped?
This little fucking hunk of lead can go to 1,000 meters, no problem. This thing is like a 400 meter mix or 600 meter.
What the fuck is a meter?
What's a meter?
It's about 3 feet.
No.
Excuse me, I have to put my green tip ammunition back in the standard capacity 30 round magazine.
Oh, sorry, I have to put my screwdriver down on my desk.
I got 62 the other day, and it wasn't even green tip.
Gun. I think it's 62 grain, it's not green tip.
Gun.
Sterling. Gun.
Is it at least a hollow point?
It was on what's the site?
Magazine.
So Underwood Ammo, USA,
It was
Deeper Than Dirt.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Round.
Well, I went to Ammo Seek, and then it was on
Rifling.
Wild Horse.
Barrel.
They're great.
I'm just trying to think of all the gun words I know.
You're doing great.
Well, you guys are saying gun words. I can say gun words too.
He just wants
to chamfering.
Where's my 45?
Chambering.
Where the fuck up?
Yeah, that's a chamfering. Chambering. Okay. That is another gun word.
Where's my 45 ATP?
Desert Eagle. Family Guy moment. Family Guy. FamilyGuyGunSounds.com.
That's like
Family Guy Gun Sounds.
Oh, where's my fucking federal HST?
Family Guy Foot Fetish Porn.org.
What the fuck?
The fuck did you just say to me?
Sorry, I gave away my links. Sorry, I mean, I mean to do that. Is it org?
Like,
is it our org?
Like this little thing's 120 grains.
Can you imagine
grain,
a .org with that?
230 that? Grains.
Damn.
Grain. Like spices. Something like that.
Fucking 45 ACP Hornady Critical Defense is fucking bad ammunition.
Tactical ammunition.
Well, at least it's not aluminum cartridge, so.
Bullet.
I'm saying tactical. That was you. Tactical. The fuck, every time you see a truck, you're like, tactical.
There's my
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
that
why is. Not?
Because I don't know. Now that I live out here, I don't see as many like dude bro trucks. I just see like actual work trucks and like Jeeps that are just
still
really
autism bad. I'm really hard right now.
I had to find my box of fucking
gun
federal HSP.
Box, federal moment. Gun bullets.
200
I do like
fucking 30 grains.
Bullets for my gun that I buy at the Walmart.
I would buy ammunition at Walmart if the Walmart was closer than the Academy, but it's not.
I think gun autisming is a good place to end this episode. So we'll
Gun autisming is a very
expensive goddamn hobby. Don't get into it if you don't have money.
All the rest of them are just variations of Wienor, so it's not really anything like
Wienor.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of ruined. I kind of ruined what everyone commented.
One of them is where did it go? It's like Costco pizza or Costco Wienor. I wonder if he's actually like talking about the hot dogs. I don't know.
The pizza though.
He's talking about hot dogs.
Imagine getting your back blown out at the fucking Costco,
dude. Me, everybody
was quiet when I said that.
That'd be weird. Never done that. Bro, I literally had my fucking wedding photo shoot at Costco. I didn't fuck at Costco. Or did I?
You'll never know.
You'll never know on this week's episode of Flag Time. Brr, 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 brr. I don't know. I could do the theme with my mouth.
That can be the outro. I love that.
Wait, let me mouth the...
That's the Patreon one. Because this podcast has two different theme songs depending on where you listen.
Anyway, that's Flag Time.
69.
Is there anything that you want to like self plug? Is there anything that you want to like advertise before you before we go?
Yeah. Buy my goddamn car.
Yeah, you want to MD Miata? Contact
guys, Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
No.
I've got a live flashback. Listen here,
you little shit. I need you to buy my fucking car so I can buy a GR Corolla. Okay?
I love the please? Fucking, the wide angle. The nose. The nose, nose.
I hope you saw all the nose hairs, too. Please. I'm trying to get Eric, rid of the thing
so I can
buy
close out the
else.
Episode with a flashbang?
Sure.
That sounds like it would only hurt you.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna hurt everybody else because Eric's gonna edit it, right? Okay. Hey, bye, everybody.
You did it way too early. This is this episode of Flag Time. Patreon.com/FlagTimePodcast is where you can see the video version of this episode. And we want to thank our premium members who give us way too much money every single month. 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, GM Tech, Josh Hal, Jamie BH 911, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, MacDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mopar 1966, Nathan Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Rogue One, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirwork, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, Elysium Darkness, and Meep But in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. Go follow Northwest Dragoness on... Where you're going to Blue Sky, right? You're not going to stay
on... I'm on Instagram for now. I'm just everywhere. I also have a Discord link and W Dragoness with no like spaces or dots or anything, just
what?
Northwest Dragoness.
Blue Sky.
It's like kind of like Twitter, but not. It's unfucked by like Nazis.
It's not so, racist yet.
It's not racist yet. Follow me there or follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, that should be their tagline. Join this social media platform. It's not racist yet.
That's literally an inevitability. It will fucking happen.
An inevitability.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, my car.
Jesus. Bye, Northwood Dragon's car. Goodbye.
Okay, now flashbang.